from KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. California's Attorney General is pulling out of settlement talks over foreclosure abuses. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler says the negotiations have been between federal and state officials and major U.S. banks.
The announcement from Kamala Harris is the latest to undermine a settlement that had been in the works between the banks and attorneys general in all 50 states. Other states, including New York, have also expressed reservations. The agreement was supposed to settle claims of poor mortgage and foreclosure practices, including the fraudulent document practice known as robo-signing. But Harris says the pending deal would be inadequate for California homeowners and gives bank officials too much legal immunity. She wants to negotiate her own settlement with the banks that would keep more families in their homes. The 11-month-long settlement talks with banks like JPMorgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America have already delayed foreclosures in many states. For KQED News, I'm Ben Adler in Sacramento.
California prisoners are vowing to continue their second hunger strike in 3 months until solitary confinement conditions are improved. Corrections Department officials say the action begun Monday has spread to at least 8 prisons. Prison officials say they're reviewing their policies, and that could take several months. A celebration in Oakland this weekend of a big anniversary for California women. The Alameda County Historical Society is sponsoring a parade Sunday at Lake Merritt in honor of the 100th anniversary of women getting the vote in California. We have a link to parade details and a little California suffrage history on our NewsFix blog at kqednews.org. I'm Stephanie Martin.